What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another solo episode of the Roots of Success podcast. I'm your host, Nate the Great. Mind the scratchy throat. I'm a little bit under the weather, but we're still making this happen. I appreciate all of you who show me love. And I really just want to take today's solo episode and focus a bit more on what I talked about last week, which was focusing on us around us already, like especially within business. I know I mentioned last week about focusing on the people that are already in front of us, especially when it comes to whether it's making more money, whether it's cultivating more fruitful relationships. I really want to focus on the cultivating part because that's so huge. I'm a firm believer that relationships that we have, whether it's in our personal life, whether it's in our business life, relationships are everything. Connections are everything. Okay. And it's something I've realized just by being a business owner throughout my 3.5 years of doing business, having a marketing company. And of course, having this podcast and meeting some of the people I've been able to meet that are very influential and of course are in that celebrity-like realm. It's very inspiring to me because I get a chance to share with you guys just some of these different tactics that I see that are super duper valuable. So again, I really want to focus especially on the business side of things today. I'm a firm believer that you have to focus on the people that are already around you. We tend to want to look at, okay, how can I find this person to be a client or a potential client? How can I find? But sometimes we need to focus on what's already in front of us, right? And I mean this meaning we might have a client that we're working with intimately, or we think we're working with them intimately. But in our head, we basically play the script of, okay, they're already our client, or they're already working with us, and they're already paying us this, which, you know, I'm pretty satisfied with. I'm pretty satisfied making a few hundred or a couple grand a month or however you do your payment structure with what we're fulfilling them. Let me look for more clients. And we tend to get caught up in this kind of in this little mesh because we're looking and looking and looking, but we're not focusing on the people that are already in front of us. And again, this goes within business relationships. This goes within our partnerships, just our partner, right? Our life partner. Maybe it's our boyfriend, a girlfriend, or spouse, our brother, our sister. And we don't really focus on what we need to focus on, if that makes sense. Just because somebody might already be on a service that you have to offer, are you disqualifying them to also work with them in a different manner with another service that you offer as well? Because I sometimes look at that. I look at businesses, I look at entrepreneurs, and I look at the people that are working with a client that they have, but they belittle themselves, meaning they don't focus on the bigger picture. And I want you to really, really comprehend this, okay? Because we want to make all this money. We want to, of course, live a wealthy life or whatever it is that you're wanting to do. A lot of people, they want to focus on the wealth aspect. They want to have the status. They want to, of course, have the nice stuff. But at the end of the day, you really need to focus on cultivating these relationships. Focus on the small things, okay? Sit down with your client. Go visit your clients. I mean, that's the main thing. You know, I don't know, for a lot of you who follow me, I don't really speak about this too much, but guys, I have a marketing company and within less than a year, we were able to exceed over 6 figures. And that was with zero startup, zero investment. We had nobody like invest into us and we didn't market ourselves whatsoever. And we were able to exceed over 6 figures. And I say this meaning one of our biggest secrets was cultivating that relationship with the client. And I say this meaning we would actually spend time with them, whether it was through the phone. A lot of the times it was flying into the cities where they were at, whether it was in Miami, Washington, D.C., right? Los Angeles, California, Houston, Texas. We flew into cities such like that and we met with them. And since we met with them, we realized how important that was in cultivating the relationships. Now, keep in mind, you might have clients already, okay? And with the clients that you have, you might not have met with them yet. And I'm not saying you gotta go meet with them. That's what worked with us. I'm saying get them results first. I like to put it in this term, get their feet wet first. You need to focus on the big picture, yes, but don't focus on the big picture right out the gate. Don't go at it with, and there might be mixed reviews on this. Well, yeah, Nate, but so-and-so expert says this. So-and-so expert says you got to focus on the big ticket. Listen, I'm not in their field and they're not in my field. I'm going based off of my experience. Honestly, I don't really care what they say. I really don't, because I learn off of my experiences. Whatever they say, do it. You can, if that resonates better with you, go ahead and do it. But I'm a firm believer, like, you got to go off of your experiences, off of your traits, off of your personalities, because a lot of y'all tend to listen to these like experts and stuff, and then you try to act like those experts, right? At the end of the day, people listen to podcasts, people watch these videos, people invest into courses just to basically see what works best for that particular person. I'm passionate about this because, you know, people get so caught up into this mess and it just delays all of their progress. But anyways, I'm getting a little sidetracked. I really need you to focus on getting somebody's feet wet first, even if it's for like a couple or a few hundred or whatever your lowest ticket thing is. And then once you get them results, then you can focus on the big picture. You know, hey, you might have a diamond in the rough that's like, yo, I want to just invest into what you got to your entirety, because they love you and they like you. Maybe they see your results. They see you've worked with X, Y, and Z already. And they're like, wow, I want to already invest. You worked with my friend, your referral. And if that's the case, then yeah. But most likely, you know, it's not always the case. So you want to get their feet wet. And once you get their feet wet, you really want to narrow down and focus on, once you fulfill their needs, then you can expand. And whenever you can expand, you're focusing on the smaller things. You're focusing on the bigger picture. You're not looking and looking and looking on Instagram, on social media, LinkedIn, and all, you know, door knocking, going up to windows and saying, peekaboo, you know, no, I'm kidding. But you don't have to do all these tasks, and because you're focusing on what's in front of you. And that right there, ladies and gentlemen, is absolutely huge when it comes to the business side of things. Because again, I just feel like we get caught up, and I'm a victim of it, right? I'm a victim of it. I used to do that so much. And then I realized, like, you know what? Let me just build something. Let me focus on this client. Let me get them results. You know what? If I gotta fly into this city just to cultivate a relationship, I'm gonna do it. But just know, I'm not flying out of there until I get an ROI back, okay? And even if it's not necessarily an ROI back flying out of there, I know that they're going to invest within the next week or two so I can get that ROI back. Ladies and gentlemen, that was one of the biggest mistakes that we made early on is, you know, we would fly into cities. Yeah, that's great. You know, we were building the relationships, but we didn't necessarily focus on getting the ROI back, okay? And since we didn't focus on that, we took a really big hit within our business. And I keep things transparent, authentic with you, because that's how I love to be. I don't edit things out in terms of if I slur a word or if I stutter, or I say or like, or, you know, too much. That's just, I'm being me. And that's who I am. And I own that. And I really just need you to be who you are. Okay. But make this tweak within your life. Maybe you're going through a relationship struggle. Focus on the smaller things, man. She likes to get told she's beautiful, man. Focus on that. Don't oversaturate it. Don't be like, hey, you're beautiful. Hey, because then it's not necessarily as powerful, and it gets cliche after a while. Focus on this. This is general psychology, man. She likes getting flowers, man. Give us some flowers every now and again. Your man likes getting a massage. Give him a massage every now and again. Don't do it every day, because then it gets old after a while. You know, these are the things, the small things matter, especially with those that are already in front of you. You got a client, they've been with you for a while. Have you bought them a gift? Why not? They invest all this money into you, and you can't buy them a simple gift. But yet you're buying all these courses, you're buying all these products and books. And again, you do you, but I'm just saying, take care of those that are already taking care of you and your bills. I'm going to say it again. Take care of those that are taking care of you and your bills and your needs and your little watches, your little, all these different materialistic items you don't even need, right? You do you, baby. You do you. But I'm just saying, make sure you always give to those that give unto you. Make that relationship fruitful because then you're going to lose out on clients. You're going to lose out on business. You're going to lose a relationship. You're going to lose a friendship just because you didn't take a simple minute or 2 minutes out of the day to focus more on that relationship that gave you those fruits. Ladies and gentlemen, wow, that's powerful. Focus on those that invest into you. Why are you focusing on these other people that haven't even invested into you yet, but you're still looking, you're trying to find, but you have the people that are already in front of you that have invested into you, that have given you your fruits, and the relationship's right there, but you're still constantly looking, you're constantly searching to find that person that can invest even more, but that person's already in front of you, but you're not looking, you have the blinders on your eyes, and you're not looking clear and into that person that's already done that. You want to know how to level up your business? Focus on those already in front of you. Build that relationship. Help them build their business. Put in the time. Put in the flight miles. Put in whatever you got to put in. Okay, like, man, oh my gosh, man. This makes me so passionate, guys, because this is something I've realized, and I'm able to share this with you based off of experience. You have all these different people that will say, like, yo, buy a course, yo, read a book, do this, do that, listen to this, listen to... I'm not here to tell you to keep listening to my podcast. It's your choice to listen to my podcast, right? I'm here to just give you guys authentic stories, authentic experiences I've been through, and I keep it real. Like, I'll always keep it real with you guys because I'm not here to sugarcoat things. And I just feel like, man, the industry's so twisted because of that. You'll never see me come off and be like, yo, buy my course. I got a book. I'm not over here on my story saying, hey, what's up, guys? Like, running a course or a thing to, you know, for my book. Like, hey, people can do what they want to do for them, but that's just not me, okay? You do what's best for you. And I'm just here to help you, you know, and always be there and give you the experiences that I've been through. Again, guys, I love you so much. Thank you for listening to the Roots of Success podcast. If you haven't already left a 5-star review on iTunes, I really appreciate it. Just really helps with rankings. And then, you know, we're on Spotify as well. And it's funny, I just got Spotify the other day for music. People are like, yo, Nate, you got to get Spotify. I'm like, all right, bet. So I'm giving that a try. And then the video interviews I do with all of my guests are on YouTube. If you look up the Roots of Success podcast on YouTube or Nate the Great Peterman, I am on there as well as Facebook at ROS Podcast, Roots of Success podcast on Facebook to see the actual video interview. And again, I love you guys. I appreciate you for listening. If this is something that has inspired you, feel free to share this with a friend. If you got a friend that maybe they're going through a relationship struggle or a business struggle, or they just need a little bit more of enlightenment within a particular area that they're going through, like, hey, I encourage you to share this with them. And really just, you know, help them out with that, because I'm a firm believer that we all need some kind of, I don't want to say motivation, but we all need a source to help us throughout our daily life. And I just feel like there's a lot of sources out there that they're a little bit misperceiving and they don't necessarily hit the core. I always like to hit the core, right? Even if I strike a nerve, man, just know that, you know, I'm here to do that and I want to do that. So again, I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you. And until next week, I love you guys.